I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's catch up with Mark Carman of WGN from Chicago, covers the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs, and does some work with FanSided. Carm, tell us a little bit about Mike Montgomery.
So Mike Montgomery, as you probably well know, was on the mound when the Chicago Cubs won their only World Series of my lifetime. He allows me to sleep at night, C-Dot and Sean. I mean, this is a man who does not, I don't know, he sort of is not getting the love that I think he deserves in Chicago when he got the ground ball off the bat of Michael Martinez back in November of 2016. But this is also a guy that's not a very good pitcher right now, and he's a lefty that doesn't get left-handed hitters out. He's a ground ball pitcher. He's given up a lot of more fly balls nowadays. But he's a great guy, and he's healthy, and he wants to be a starter, so I'm sure he's going to be rejuvenated with this opportunity.
Do you think that it is salvageable and fixable with Mike Montgomery?
I do. Listen, you're not exactly giving up the farm for Mike Montgomery, so you're not getting the Cubs' top prospect. But I do think on a low-level play for a left-hander who is 30 years old, doesn't have a ton of miles on that arm, who can start, who can come out of the bullpen, who can get you the last out of the World Series. I mean, he's a valuable guy in his flexibility. And, you know, he's not somebody who's going to overpower you. He's not going to hit 95 on the gun. He's lucky to hit, 91 consistently. But he is a guy who can get some outs in a variety of ways. So I think it's a decent play for the Royals.
Carm, you mentioned that he spent some time in the bullpen and as a starter. How do you see the future of Mike Montgomery on the mound?
So he's been wanting to start for a long time, and I've always looked at him, Sean, like this guy is capable at least of being a fifth starter, right? And maybe, I suppose even a four on a poor rotation. But the Cubs have had great starting pitching. But on the other side, this year they have had some injuries, and guys have passed him up who shouldn't be passing up. Alec Mills is getting a start tonight for the Cubs, who, has a close to 5 ERA at AAA all season long. So he just hasn't pitched well this year, so they didn't give him the opportunity. But it's in him. He's had stretches where he's done it well. So I think, listen, if you can actually run him out there without the pressure of a pennant race or anything on him and say, show us what you think you can do as a starter, there's a chance in my mind, a decent chance, that'll at least, be a guy that can get you 5-6 innings, give up 3 or less, and call it a day.
Do you personally think there's still an upside with Mike Montgomery going forward?
I think, in a minimal upside for the next couple of years of being 30 years old, I don't think he's going to pitch until he's 40. But I think that he could be a guy that could be in your rotation next season. Absolutely. I think he could. More likely that he'll be a swing guy, but, give it call it a 38% chance that Mike Montgomery makes 30 starts for the Royals next year.
Right now we're talking to Mark Carman of WGN. He also works at FanSided, does some works with the Cubs and the White Sox. Who's a player that you would maybe compare Mike Montgomery to? Because looking at his numbers, he seemed Danny Duffy-ish. I think that Duffy probably has a higher ceiling, maybe has a little bit more talent and ability, but the way that his career has progressed, it felt very similar to Danny Duffy.
Yeah, but he never got the opportunity like Duffy to stand, C-Dot. I mean, and he was never considered that high level of a guy. I mean, expectations for Danny Duffy when he came to the big leagues was, pretty high. I mean, Mike Montgomery, look, the Cubs gave up Dan Vogelbach to get him, who was he played in an all-star game this year, Dan Vogelbach did for the Mariners. But, he was a guy that was blocked behind Rizzo. He was a meaty first baseman that had zero flexibility. It wasn't like the Cubs thought they were trading for some great talent when they got him. They just were looking for somebody to augment that bullpen and give him some flexibility back in 2016, and he ends up getting the last out of the World Series. He's your standard swing guy. I'm just trying to think of names around baseball, guys that do that role, who end up having a long career that as both a starter and a reliever and pitch from the left side. No one's jumping to mind, but, I mean, I think everybody has a great idea of who exactly that is. He's better in the bullpen, but he can start for you. The problem with him is that he's you know, the lefty that doesn't get the lefty out, that's a little bit of, you know, that makes it a little more complicated for the manager. By the way, the Cubs are very interested in Whit Merrifield. So if you take Victor Caratini and Kyle Schwarber for Merrifield, that would be something the Cubs would consider.
But do you think that's something the Royals consider? Because I don't, Carm.
If you're the Royals and somebody's the rumor out there, C-Dot, is that they want three starting players for Whit Merrifield, okay, that's aggressive. If I told you that you could have a guy in Kyle Schwarber who can hit 30-plus bombs, play some outfield for you in DH, now I know the Royals competition, maybe that's not the number one thing they need, plus a young left-handed hitting catcher, and maybe you throw in a prospect that you're interested in too, you're not making that deal right now? I mean, how long are you going to hold on for Whit Merrifield? I would think that the Royals would be very interested in making a deal where they feel like they could get a lot going forward for Merrifield.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I already feel like they have Kyle Schwarber with Jorge Soler. I mean, Soler might hit 40 home runs this year.
Which was a great deal by the Royals, and the Cubs got all the love with Wade Davis in the 1 year they had him. The day they made that trade, I didn't like it because, you know, I would have signed Wade Davis, and the Cubs didn't do that. But I thought Soler was going to be a good player, and he's finally turning around that way. But it's the truth. That's the right-handed version of Kyle Schwarber. I think Schwarber's got a little bit higher upside than that. This is a guy who had a major impact on the Cubs winning the World Series in 2016. He's struggling right now hitting 230, but he's like, this is a consistent 30 home run guy, and he's still young and hits from the left side. If I'm a team and the Cubs are looking to make a deal with Schwarber, and especially in the American League, I'd be interested.
So that is our guy, Mark Carmen with WGN, also works for Fansided. Really happy for him to give us a little bit of time. If that's the package that the Cubs are considering to try to acquire Whit Merrifield, my answer is very simply no thanks.
Would that be your answer for any deal? Because that's not a bad deal.
No, I mean, not any deal. That's not the Kyle Schwarber and the other kid I've never heard of before, to be completely honest with you. No, that's not the deal I want for Whit Merrifield.
Whit's contract is too good and too friendly here in Kansas City. 4 years, $16 million. I mean, doesn't make sense to trade Whit, especially right now.
Plus, they already have Kyle Schwarber on their team. No. Like, that's the biggest thing more than anything. Like, they already have Kyle Schwarber. So, no, I'm not interested in trading that for Whit Merrifield. No, not at all. I mean, I'd rather have Whit's contract than have Kyle Schwarber's contract.
It has to be major league ready talent, and it has to include at least one pitcher, if not two. That deal is not quite enough.
I don't care about the major league level talent at all. That's just not something that would enter my mind even for a second when I'm talking about trading Whit Merrifield. But if you're talking about Kyle Schwarber, and that would be the crown jewel that you're getting in this trade, Schwarber is the guy that people have believed in for years. He hasn't become the guy that a lot of people thought he was going to be, but he's the player that you'd want in this deal. And Schwarber would have to either DH or play first base for the Royals, and if they were to try to flip him, because he only has 2 years left on his deal, they're only going to be able to talk to like five teams that would be able to use him, and between those teams, most of them don't need him. So the value of Schwarber, just the reason why he hasn't been traded yet from the Cubs, is because there's not that many teams that would be all that interested in him.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Whit, by the way, is interested in like 25 teams could trade for Whit Merrifield.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
totally
different. Yeah, I would say almost every team could use Whit Merrifield, and a lot of teams could certainly trade for him. I don't watch baseball nearly as much as BK does. I feel like we only know who Kyle Schwarber is because he plays for the Cubs. That if Kyle Schwarber was the exact same player and he played for the Toronto Blue Jays, we would have no clue who Kyle Schwarber was.
Schwarber was really good his first year up in the bigs. He hit 16 home runs in 70 games. Like, he was awesome that year. Since then, he's been okay. He's been basically what we've seen here in Kansas City from Jorge Soler.
If the Royals are going to trade Whit Merrifield, I just need to hear wow, the Royals get all that? That's not what I really hear, at least in the trade that Carm just said.
No, and I disagree a little bit with what BK's saying, that he doesn't care about major league ready talent. I'm not interested in trading Whit away for a bunch of gems from somebody's Class A organization. That's going to take too long to get to the big leagues. I'm not saying they have to be three guys that are already in the bigs, but three guys at least at the AAA level that are ready to play.
Yeah, I'm on BK's side.
Get good players. Yeah, I don't care if they're 2 years away.
Yeah, you need to get guys that you think are going to hit and have high ceilings. So if it takes an extra year, but you think you're getting a player that has a much higher ceiling, then take the extra year and get the higher ceiling. Like, the fastest way for this team to be good is to stockpile as many great assets as humanly possible. So if you feel like you're going to get better assets, but they're a little bit further away, then take the better asset and don't try to take the shortcut, at least in my opinion.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.